Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Now we got everything situated here, and we're, you know, just the behind the scenes. Some cool drama was happening
Where
here.
Things
we were,
happening.
We were here. Bonding here for a moment.
Yeah.
So in the happening, you're like Mr. Science. I mean, it's because I associate with roles either like action films or over the top. But I mean, you playing a Jimmy Stewart kind of role here.
Nobody, certainly from my school days, would believe that I would be playing, especially of all teachers, a science teacher. It was my worst subject. I didn't tell that tonight going in, obviously, because I wanted the role. So I did some studying up and spent quite a bit of time at the Ben Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because you were, I mean, I actually felt like I was in class with you because you were engaging the students, you were saying the right terms. And
well, I always wanted it to be, well, I didn't have to worry about that, and I wrote it all for me, but to be able to believe it, you know, that's my thing. I've spoken different languages and films, and, you know, my whole thing was, it's one thing to understand, to be able to say the words, but to be able to actually understand what you're saying, and to be able to commit 110% is more important to me, so.
And what's unique about The Happening is that this is your first technically horror film,
mm-hmm.
and in most horror films you have to react to special effects that are put in post-production months later, but this time it's more psychological,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, how do you draw upon those emotions to react to what you're seeing?
Well, I just try to put myself in that situation and then let Knight do the rest. Knight does an amazing job of creating the tension. And it was amazing because I thought, because of that, my being obviously in 90% of the movie, that I wouldn't be affected by it when I saw it. But it was the complete opposite because the way he did it, it was really terrifying.
And this movie really stretches your emotional limits. The scene that sticks out most of all in this entire film is you on the side of the road with the little girl,
mm-hmm.
where you're embracing and you're just breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just remember that most than any other part of the film because I wasn't expecting you to be so vulnerable in this movie.
Mm-hmm. You were ready for me to whip out the chainsaw, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Shooting the trees.
I was waiting for you to save people, but you know, you were, I don't want to say you were a coward in the film, but you just you think, you overthought everything. You tried to use science everywhere, but it wasn't working.
Yeah, the only time Elliot was really comfortable in his element is in the classroom and around the kids. That's why he's having these struggles in his marriage with his wife, who is not the hopeful optimist that Elliot is. He's the complete opposite. And but I still look at him as a hero. He's certainly somebody that I aspire to be more like. He's not afraid to be sensitive and kind and caring and loving and, you know. That's what you need in a guy.
And Betty Buckley, what a great shape to see her. She's such a resume
awesome,
on her, huh?
Yeah, she's awesome. And she came, she was very game, you know. She came to play. She wanted to go there. I love that about her.
All right, so it's summer, and I'm about 40 pounds overweight, and I just can't find anyone to kind of give me some advice on how to get in shape. And,
well, there you go, right there.
Oh, wait a minute. You're on the front. You're on the cover of Men's Health.
You can't hold me to any of that stuff.
Well, I just got this in the mail, and I thought I was going to read it on the plane. But so give me some advice. I was going to read the article in here, but I'm not much of a boxer.
Well, it's anytime you can get a good cardio workout. See, for me, you know, anytime I can add some sport element to my exercise, it really makes it a little more fun for me. But, you know, diet is 85% of it. You got to eat right, you know, and then just get out there and exercise.
Have you seen what they put with these junkets here, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
you got to eat before you get here. Yeah, and then you're sitting in the theater for hours at a time, so yeah.
Great job, man.
Thank you. I
Great
appreciate
job.
It. Good
Thanks
to see you.
A lot.
Pleasure.
See you too.
Thank you.